2011 may be seen as the year of the reporter. Maybe the person of the year ought to be the reporter. The Katie Couric's, the Anderson Cooper's, the people on the street in Egypt and other portions of the world that are going through turmoil, to tell us what is really happening, to give us information so we can make decisions. The year of the reporter may be exemplified by this Sharia Amin, who was working for Nile TV until she quit, claiming that she was pressured to give only one side of the story in Egypt. Journalists are being reported as attacked, beaten, arrested, some threatened with beheading, some bloodied, some clubbed, their equipment stolen. There's limited television coverage. There's limited radio coverage. Organizations, according to CNN, like That Network, BBC, Al Arabiya, ABC News, and The Washington Post, even Fox, and Al Jazeera, are being limited in their coverage and threatened, and intimidation is the word against those news organizations. There have been detentions. There have been assaults. There is what one person called an information vacuum developing in Egypt, but not without the fight back by the journalists to tell you and me and our neighbors and our fellow neighbors across the globe what is happening. Carjackings and threats, destroyed equipment, making reporters hole up in safe compounds. This is not the way to grow a world. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has condemned the attacks. Some believe these are organized efforts. We are in trouble if we don't get free information. We are in trouble if the basic human right of access to communications is cut off. So 2011 may be the year when people realize, once again, the value of the reporter. But listen to the words of a former reporter, June 28, 1954, Edward R. Murrow, the famed CBS correspondent. He wrote, quote, "If an atmosphere is created in which dissent and independent individual thinking are penalized, the tendency of the citizen will be to avoid trouble. He can be safe on his job, enjoy the approval of his neighbors, and can be immune from misinterpretation and persecution simply by saying nothing. And if enough citizens say nothing, the result is nationwide conformity. That may be pleasing to those who don't understand democracy or value it, but nationwide conformity means a static society, one that has lost the initiative to change itself. The only way such a static society changes is by the examples set or by the pronouncements made by those who have become the self-appointed, fear-breeding arbiters of what is right and what is wrong. If we become a static society, we lose one of the basic functions of democracy, the freedom to change. The freedom to change is the freedom that is afforded to all peoples, even those in Egypt. Will it become a static society because information is being quashed, because communication is being threatened and beaten? No. In the long run, communication will work. The internet will spread the message, and those who seek to stop the message from coming out will lose. Whether it's democracy in the Western Hemisphere or democracy somewhere else, information cannot be stopped by intimidating reporters. In the end, the reporters will win. And that is one of the key, central, vital messages of 2011. The year of the reporter, the year of the journalist. Keep in touch.